This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another open mic on Thursday afternoon from 2 to 3 PST. And this week I have a bunch of dope tunes that I discovered in the CJSF Digital Music Library that I'm so excited to share with y'all. And I'm excited that there's going to be a bunch of Canadian artists in the mix today. But before I get into music, I'm actually going to share a chat that I had with Reverend Daniel Martin of Campus United about their pop-up pantry at SFU, which is an initiative in collaboration with SFU Global, the campus hub for creating intercultural connections and sharing the international student experience. Plus, you might remember like back in the day, end of September, when I went to the Vancouver Cheese and Meat Festival at the Pipe Shop in North Vancouver, BC. I gave a bit of a recap a few weeks ago and was hoping to share a bunch of interviews that I recorded, but I had trouble with the audio files and I wasn't able to salvage anything but one file. So I'm going to share that clip with you today because I really had such a good time and I was able to sample some delicious cheeses and meats from a bunch of vendors that evening. And although it was super busy, I did get the opportunity to chat with some awesome vendors like Better Bovine. Better Bovine, Evu Foods, Boza Foods, La Valentina, and Fans Family Flavors. Here's a quick clip with my feedback. This is Nicole with 90.1 CJSF at Burnaby, BC. I have had the best of times at the Vancouver Cheese and Meat Festival. I have tried all the things and got it to chat with a lot of different vendors here, and so much creativity, so much great flavor. A time was had. So as you can tell, a time was had, guys. A time was had. So although you are not going to hear some of the interviews that I did, I will definitely be putting the vendors that I just mentioned into the show notes. So stay tuned for that. Next up is my chat with Reverend Daniel Martin that I mentioned earlier. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territory. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm here with Reverend Daniel Martin to chat about the Pop-Up Pantry, which is a collaboration with SFU Global. As you guys know, I love talking about food insecurity, especially when it comes to students. I think it's really important in these hard economic times that we face in 2025 for students and everyone, really, but especially students with us being here at SFU to have access to food. So, Reverend Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And I wanted to let you guys know we are pre-recording this, so I'm super excited about being able to share stories in many different formats. So I brought you on this show because every Thursday I love to play music. But I also love to talk about food and food insecurity, yes, and food stories and, you know, the fact that we are broadcasting from a university with students. And as I mentioned, times are, you know, life is lifing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is really important for our students to have access to food.
Yes.
So please tell me about the Pop-Up Pantry.
Pop-Up Pantry, yes. The Pop-Up Pantry has been around for, I think, 3 to 4 years now. And it is kind of a once a month program that is really just a no questions asked little mini shopping mall.
Yay.
Yeah, we work with local United Churches and the Greater Vancouver Food Bank to collect enough food to have this little setup. And we've been partnering with the Global Student Center.
Awesome.
Because they also just open their doors so you can get your groceries and hang out in there. But the Pop-Up Pantry just started because our first campus minister here, Luna, was looking just for ways to meet students where they're at. Where are the holes, mm-hmm, in our safety nets? What are students needing to actually thrive and flourish as they're learning? And, of course, one of the first things that came up was access to fresh food.
Hello.
Yeah.
Exactly. First question is, how often does this happen? Like, how often, yep, can students access this?
We right now have about like a once a month rhythm.
Okay.
There are times when, you know, we get our act together and we get more volunteers and more food,
yes,
and we can do it twice a month. Mm-hmm. But once a month, normally around the middle of the month,
okay,
seems to be kind of our rhythm right now.
Okay. Yeah. And so with this sort of being a little bit past mid-October,
yep,
would the next one be in November?
November, okay. 18th.
Okay.
Tuesday in the James Douglas room.
Okay.
From 11 to 1.
11 to 1. Yep. Okay. And then who out of like the student body,
yep,
can access this?
This is no questions asked.
Okay, love
anybody it. Can access this. Something that we have learned with food insecurity and with food banks is there's often a lot of questions. It's,
yeah,
like it's uncomfortable. You have to fill out a form.
Yeah.
They want to know all these details. And so, again, just this small piece of the puzzle, this missing gap of, can I get a bag of groceries,
hey,
that like might tide me over for a week,
mm-hmm,
without giving away my email or my information? And so that's just the little hole that we're trying to fill.
So students can, on that day, right,
yep,
they can just come between,
yep,
the 11 and 1,
yep,
and they can show up. Should they bring a bag with them?
If they have a bag, that's,
yeah,
great.
Yes.
We often have bags.
Okay.
It, like, I can tell you about, we had one yesterday.
Yeah.
It actually worked out beautifully because the Greater Vancouver Food Bank had pre-bagged little kits, actually.
Oh.
So everybody kind of had a shopping bag to start with that had a dozen eggs, 2 avocados, and cheese.
Hey, avocado guys, listen,
right,
we're not talking just about Mr. Noodle here.
Yep.
That is incredible.
Yep. Yeah, it was a great starting kit, and then,
yeah,
people kind of picked. We have tables set up, and, yeah, so like you can grab like, you know, a couple apples, a banana, a bag of romaine, whatever you need. We have things separated by like fresh produce, mm-hmm, and bread and canned goods and even sodas and drinks.
Love.
And so it definitely filled up just kind of like your average shopping bag. So
awesome.
You can get, yeah, enough to finish your week for sure.
I love that you just said that because,
yeah,
I was going to ask like how much food,
yep,
would somebody walk away with? So you'd say about a week's worth,
I think so. Like if you shopped on a Tuesday, I'm thinking for myself, that,
yeah,
would get me through.
Perfect.
To the end of the week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And okay, so basically people can just show up.
Yep.
Where again are you guys located on campus?
So Campus United,
yes,
which is the organization I work for, part,
mm-hmm,
of the United Church of Canada,
mm-hmm,
we work out of the Multi-Faith Center,
okay,
which is next to the McKenzie Cafe.
Okay, yep.
These food banks this semester, because we're partnering with the Global Student Center,
yeah,
have either been in the Global Student Center,
okay,
or right across from it in James Douglas.
Okay.
And other places we gather as a community, we gather in classrooms. And then there's also this new multi-faith room that's like hidden in what feels like the catacombs of the education building. It's a journey that we have also run the food bank out of.
Awesome.
If you're interested and you don't know where to find us,
yes,
if you follow us on Instagram, campusunited.simonfraserU, We always, like, the day of, we'll take a picture of where we're at just to confirm.
Love.
And if it's confusing, we'll do, like, a little video walkthrough of how to get there.
I love it. Yeah. And the last kind of question, or, you know, winding it up, actually, is December.
Yes.
Will there be one in December, do you think?
We're planning to do one after finals.
Okay.
Something that we had heard is, obviously, finals are crazy. Everyone's tired. Yeah, and then, like, the campus shuts down.
Yeah.
And then there becomes kind of this new need for food to get through the weeks leading back into, like, when all the dorms reopen and the cafeterias reopen and food venues reopen. So there will be one in December. Stay tuned. It'll be on our Instagram.
Awesome. And, okay, again, I love how you're just always segueing to the next thing. You mentioned Instagram a few times. What is your Instagram handle so that you can be connected?
Yep. It is campusunited.SimonFraserU.
Hey, and is there anything else that you wanted to share about this program, by chance?
I would love to say that it's an honor for us to be able to be with students and serve students on campus. Mm-hmm. I chatted with a reporter from BCIT yesterday, and he was like, does it make a difference? And I'm like, well, it's a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
There's so many layers of food insecurity and ways to advocate for better care from our government, from our schools and institutions. But just being able to get a bag of groceries is an important piece of that puzzle.
Absolutely.
And it's just a part of who we are as an organization to care for students in both the spiritual and the practical ways.
Reverend Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you joining us. And again, we will put all of the contact details and show notes so that you can make sure that you're connected. Thanks again.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. And that was Reverend Daniel Martin. Again, I will have Instagram handles in the show notes so that you are able to get connected with Reverend Daniel as well as SFU Global, because, you know, we want to get your food on this fall/winter. Now, guess what, guys? I am going to be playing a couple of electronic dance tracks to kickstart the music sets today, because I've kind of feel like chair dancing in the studio. I feel like it is an absolute must. Come to think of it, I feel like a night out dancing is in store for me soon, but chair dancing will have to do for now. So first up, we've got Canadian songwriter, producer, Jesse Mac Cormack with All I Want, it's All I Want to Be. And then we're also going to have another one of his track called Stop.
It's all I wanna be.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys were chair dancing just like I was chair dancing. Yeah, these tracks had me moving and shaking and grooving. Starting off, we had Jesse Mac Cormack with All I Wanna Be, and also with Stop, which I wasn't stopping. I was going, I was moving, I was shaking. Then we had Shima, who ended the set with 1807. Shima is a Japanese-American producer, singer, and engineer from Tokyo. Fun fact, she began her music career at 14 as a J-pop singer performing in a girl group in high school. I hope this set, honestly, had you moving, but I'm going to keep the energy going with some more electronic dance, but house, so stay tuned.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.